Is there any sort of comfort in the fact that you're not really that far out of a playoff race, even with the slow start?
You know what? We've been staying on the process the whole way, and yes, a very slow start. But our goal is playoffs and championship beyond that. So, you know, it's a long season. Obviously, nobody's happy with how we've started. Myself, management, front office, the players themselves, nobody's happy about it. That being said, you know, I am very happy with our group energy, their mentality. They've stayed hard-nosed. They've stayed positive and just get back to work mentality through this whole process. And it's been awesome to see all of their hard work over the past weeks start to pay off. You know, we know as a group we're still nowhere near where we're going to be and where we need to be. But we are starting to see some success, and you know, that's important for these guys that have been putting in the work.
Yeah, you know, I haven't counted the numbers, but your roster is very different now than it was coming out of training camp. What was the reason for that, Dan? Did you just want to pull the trigger early to get more of the team that you wanted in place?
No, and I think there may be some coaches out there, GMs, that would have pulled the trigger, as you say, a little bit earlier. To be honest, I liked our group. I think there was a number of factors that came into a slow start. A big change for us was just trying to get faster. So a big change in the last 3-4 weeks is, you know, the guys that we did stay, the guys that we did have skating more direct lines, north-south hockey, and then the new guys that we added in all brought an element of speed.
Speed is important for what you want to do?
Yeah. We were early on in the season, we were just doing way too much with the puck. We weren't getting it north. We weren't going up ice. And like I said, the guys that are here that have stayed have adjusted their game. I've adjusted my message where we are getting that puck more consistently into the offensive zone, spending more time in the offensive zone. And, yeah, the guys that we've added with that speed, we're just getting to pucks quicker. We found in the first few weeks, the first month there, we were spending so much time in our D zone because we just simply weren't winning races.
And I'm sure your goalies appreciate that. Do you like the goalie mix you have now? I know, you know, Stephen Klein was let go, but do you like the mix you have now?
Yeah, and I do like the two that we have right now. And goalies for me is just an ongoing, like, prove yourself situation. So, you know, every game for them is an opportunity to kind of prove themselves more. As far as the goalies that we had earlier in the season, you know, I don't sit there and pin all the goals against on them by any means. There was some bad defensive breakdowns, and part of that was that slower speed. We weren't quick enough to get the puck out of our zone. We weren't quick enough to kind of stop the odd man rushes that we were seeing so much of early in the season.
Just a couple more questions. We're talking with Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. What was it like having Jamie McGuinn, a former NHL player and a team owner, on the ice with you? And did that help in some way? Did it sort of maybe, Dan, lead to Cal Miska even being, you know, hired as an assistant coach? Because maybe you saw that, or the team saw that, having another coach out there would help.
So there was never any intention of or any want to go solo at this. You know, I think the more eyes on something when you can add people to help is always better. As far as having Jamie here, yeah, what a great experience. You know, I think for both of us, he sees the game very similarly to how I do, and to have this the same message of, you know, hard hockey, north-south dogs hockey coming from a guy with his experience, you know, you'd be lying if you said that didn't have a factor on the guys, and hearing it from a guy like that. I think our guys were bought in, but, you know, that kind of just puts it over the top and really gives the guys a bit more jam. As far as Cal, you know, had Cal on the team last year. I know everything. I know what he brings. He's a great guy, great personality, ton of energy. As far as what led to him being involved and eventually being hired, you know, for me, that just came down to, you know, it's a very tough situation, or not tough situation, but unique situation to be an assistant coach at this level when it comes to salary and everything else that comes into it, living situation. So, you know, to end up having Cal living in town here, it just made complete sense to bring him on as well. So, yeah, we're more than excited to have him here. We're excited and hopeful that, you know, Jamie pops in every now and then to kind of help and just be here on the ice and possibly behind the bench.
And last thing, Dan, just talk about what you want to tell Dogs fans about hanging in there and continuing to come out to support the team.
You know, I just say it's coming. Watch the last few games, you know, tons of positive feedback about not just the results, but the grittiness, the exciting hockey that we're playing. You know, now that we have this speed behind us, the games are a lot more entertaining. They're a lot more exciting. And, you know, I'd say, if anything, have a bit of that determination that these guys in the locker room have. You know, they've been through a very tough start, but their confidence and their passion didn't waver for a second.